helping the environment, conserving resources, being healthy, and saving money. That's what it's all about. And you have found the right place for that information. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett.
Down a little bit. We've had a fun week. Those of you who have heard me last week or have looked at the website know we have a very interesting little contest going on, and it's the Name the Mutt Breeds. We've got a new little dog, a Tater, and I've got a slideshow of him on the website, and we also have a mutt that we've had for a while, Hannah. Really a pretty girl, and we decided to check the heritage of her as well. And what it's all about is that we ran into a little test kit that's on the market now, and it's available on the in the Green Living shop if you want to do this with any of your animals. But we have what you do is you use a long Q-tip and swab the inside of the dog's mouth, send it in to this company, and then they send you a report that tells you what the breed mix of your mutt is. It's, you know, no big deal. In fact, some people have commented about why I'm so eager to learn. I just think it's really interesting. We've been curious about Hannah for a long time, wondering what she's made out of. And so we'll probably get the results back this week, and we'll let everybody know. The contest has generated a lot of entries. We've had over 120 entries so far. The guesses have ranged from Great Pyrenees down to miniature Chihuahuas and everything in between, on both of them, actually. A lot of people guessing some really large breed dogs on both of them, and Tater's a little guy, so it's going to be interesting to see. We may all be really, really surprised. The winner will receive some gifts from, and we haven't totally nailed it down. It depends on whether it's one or two or what it ends up being. And some consultation from yours truly, the Dirt Doctor, and or Tropical John, who'll be with me tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. Consultation about your site, your landscaping, your agricultural crops, or whatever, and we're being a little loosey-goosey about it because people from all over the country are entering, and we don't have any idea about what's going to come back as far as the test or and whether anybody's even going to be close or not. I think they will because we've had such a wide range of guesses on what Tater and Hannah are. You can see the slideshow if you go to dirtdoctor.com, if you go to the past newsletter, or if you click on the Mutt Contest. It's over in the left-hand side of the homepage, dirtdoctor.com. You can click on little slideshows of both of them, see what they look like. And if you want to enter the contest, all you do is email us what you think their makeup is. We're also on Facebook now, and just got involved in Twitter, so you can go those two routes as well. And we've got the information on Facebook. I don't know if it's on Twitter yet or not. It probably is. So if you do either one of those, you can check out what's going on, and we're going to get more involved in those two ways of communicating right away for you as well. Already are involved to some degree, and that'll ramp up some. Another new thing that we're getting involved in, especially it came up thinking about this Green Living show, which is a relatively new part of my radio, and we have a lot of people across the country listening that aren't up to speed yet in this Green Living idea, this natural organic landscaping and gardening and pest control kind of thing. And one of my approaches through the years has been to teach people how to do the natural organic techniques, the natural organic overall program, the techniques, and what the products are and how to use them. And for the most part, we stay on the positive side. We'll talk about the negatives of the things that I don't recommend, but we've never really beat the drum on that like we're about to. We have decided that there's a lot of people, and part of it Part of it is because some of the email that I'm getting questions from people about the use of toxic chemicals, 7 and MSMA and 2,4-D and Roundup and various kinds of things, and they're kind of shocked when I answer that I wouldn't use those things at all. And it then dawned on us that we don't really make that big a deal about why those things are so dangerous. And there are other people on the radio that are actually pushing and recommending those toxic pesticides and the synthetic fertilizers. And so we're going to start giving you a little bit more information about why we don't recommend those things. We started this whole thought process, and our first step in it is to talk specifically about a product called Malathion, because it had been recommended to use. It's an insecticide, and it was recommended to use for some kind of pest. And I'm a little naive, I guess. I get to the point where I think that all people are interested in is trying to figure out what is the best solution and one that's not a neurotoxin to wildlife and pets and children and adults like Malathion is. And so then it dawned on me that in our library, we really didn't have a thorough coverage of some of that negative stuff about those products. We had it covered fairly well in the research part of DirtDoctor.com, but we didn't have it in the library. We didn't have it really easy to find, and we didn't have it as detailed as it should have been. So that's what we're starting to do now. So Malathion, not only do we not recommend it, we think it's a very silly thing to use. It doesn't even work very well. It is toxic. It is a neurotoxin. And we've got the details of the chemistry and some of the specific problems about it now in the library. Just go to DirtDoctor.com, go to the library information, and then everything there is in alphabetical order. Go to the M's, and then under Malathion, you'll find three different listings which will cover some of the negatives about that. In the future, we'll cover Roundup, we'll cover synthetic pyrethroids, we'll cover MSMA. We'll cover 7-Dust. I got some questions about 7-Dust this week, and the people were kind of shocked that I didn't recommend the stuff. It's kind of amusing, not amusing, it's kind of frustrating that people haven't figured that out on their own in some cases, because right on the label of 7 in great big letters, you'll see that it kills, it's very deadly to bees. Well, that's enough information right there for you to have to not use the stuff. And we'll get into that more as we go. Telephone number to be on the show today is same as with all hours of both my shows, Saturday and Sundays. It's 1-866-444-3478. The Mutt contest is still open if you want to make a guess on the two mutts there. We're going to have a visitor in the next hour that we've had before. She's our nutrition writer, our food writer, actually, Amanda Love. She has an event coming up where we wanted to tell you about a little bit, and we'll see if she has any tips on what kind of dishes and food that she's recommending right now. I found another interesting thing that came off of the internet this week. Somebody got wind of the fact that on eBay, one of my books called The Organic Manual was for sale. It's a paperback book. It's one that started out as a free handout in seminars and then developed into a paperback book, and it's the basic organic information. It is the one book that I've done that's not regionalized really at all, and so if you haven't gotten any of my books, it maybe is the best first one. But on eBay, there's an old version. It's not the most current version, and that's a little tricky point about that book. But this version of the Organic Manual is for sale for $104. It says it's in very good shape. It must be in really good shape. And then the shipping on top of that is $3.49. If you go into Amazon.com, you can find the same manual available from anywhere from $3 to up to what it sells for on our Green Living site, the regular price of $18.95. 5 or something along those lines. Some of those that are real cheap like that, I pulled them up to take a look at them, and I was scratching my head a little bit about exactly what you're getting. So be careful about that. If you can get one of them that cheap, that's great. You're probably going to get one of the older versions. The current version of my organic manual book is red. The cover's red, and you can see it on the Green Living Shop. Go through green-living.com or go through dirtdoctor.com, and you can see it there. And the normal price is around 18-something. And I recommend it to you if you don't have it. If you haven't gotten into the basic organic information yet, that's a good way to get started. Let's see what else I need to tell you about. Well, one thing is I need to take a break, and I'll be back right after this, 866-444-3478. There's a brand new product from Zeotech. It's one specifically for bed preparation to go along with the kitty crystals, the best cat litter around, critter crystals for the other small pets, Z-Quine for horses, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and now Turfade for organic bed preparation. For more information on the Zeolite that I recommend, go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite recommended by the Dirt Doctor.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
If you are currently having trouble hearing, or if you have a friend or relative that's having trouble hearing you, I've got a recommendation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing aid company that I recommend. Several locations. First of all, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Also, the same number to call for an appointment, 800-521-1592. Take advantage of getting a free test and taking one of the hearing aids home to try for a while with no obligation. You will be glad you did. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to take advantage of this opportunity. Call Greg Keeney and his staff at Affordable Hearing and try them out. 800-521-1592.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody. 866-444-3478 is the number if you want to call. I do a little juggling act while on the breaks here. That's something I got into back when I was doing a little martial arts training. One of my teachers got me, always juggled a little bit, but he recommended that I juggle in the morning first thing, and did real simple kinds of things that we do, but it's fun. If you aren't into it yet, you might look into it. It's kind of a nice relaxing kind of thing. One of the other pesticides I want to talk about just a little bit here, even though we'll focus on it and make it a weekly big deal at some point, but I want to focus on it a little bit because I've had some questions about synthetic pyrethroids, permethrin, resmethrin. There's a whole bunch of different chemical names for it, but in general, generically, it's called synthetic pyrethroids, and a lot of people will refer to it as synthetic pyrethrum, and there are some similarities. Some of the people that push and recommend the chemicals and don't have any problem with toxic chemistry actually tell people that the pyrethroids are a form of an organic choice. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. They're very, very dangerous neurotoxins, synthetic neurotoxins. And the reason that I want to talk about briefly here is that I had a question that came in by email this week about, is it okay to use that in the misting systems for mosquitoes? And, they were trying to control something else. Somebody else asked me if it's okay to use permethrin and ammonia and dish soap mixed together. Apparently somebody recommended that. And they also recommended DEET. And by the way, DEET is not on our recommended list either. It's a very toxic material. If you do still use DEET, put it on clothing, not on skin. But I don't recommend it really at all. And there's backup information about all this stuff on our website, dirtdoctor.com. The mixture of the synthetic pyrethroids like permethrin, I'm very much opposed to. What they do specifically, other than function as a neurotoxin to vertebrates, which means to wildlife, lizards and frogs and toads and birds and your cats and dogs and you and your kids and everything, it specifically, the synthetic pyrethroids and natural pyrethrum, which I do not recommend either, by the way, because it has this same problem. It affects allergies. It makes people that have allergies have them more severely. It will cause allergy problems in certain people. And this goes up to and includes asthma, you know, for kids and adults as well. Well, a lot of people have this stuff, being misted out on a regular basis at home from these mosquito misting systems. You couldn't come up with a worse idea than that. And some people, you know, really get bothered by mosquitoes. I understand that. My wife is very much a target. What we recommend instead is garlic sprays, dry garlic. I had some dry garlic that I didn't finish putting out. And when we put it out, we really get great control. It doesn't last as long in our situation because we have such a wooded and wet, moist environment and a creek behind the house and all. So it depends on your setting as to how long the garlic will keep the mosquitoes away. But in some cases, it'll last as much as long as 20 to 30 days. Well, I had left some of the dry out in a container that I hadn't finished putting out, and it's very hydroscopic, and it hardened like a rock inside the container. And I started putting water in it, and the top would dissolve a little bit, and I started just throwing this this liquid around, and it has worked as well. It might be a better way to put it out, because it may be a little bit more efficient and more cost-effective way to turn it in to a liquid and spread it around the garden. Where do you put it? You put it everywhere. You put it out in the turf, in the beds, in pots, all the way around the place. And it does smell like garlic for a few hours, which I don't think is unpleasant in the first place. But then it goes away, but still has – fragrance goes away, but still has this insect repelling quality. There are liquid garlic oil products on the market, several different brand names. They all work pretty well. It depends on, you know, what the cost is what I'd suggest that you look at there. Follow the label directions, mix the garlic with water and spray it all around the place. And that's particularly good to add to the program if you're going to have a party or a lot of people over, the dry on the ground and then the liquid sprayed up on foliage and that sort of thing. If you've got any pest problems, it's a nice little technique. It has anti-fungal properties if you have mildew or mold on crepe myrtles and roses and things like that too. So it has some secondary benefit as well. So give that a shot, but under no circumstances are any of those synthetic pyrethroids, permethrin, resmethrin, and there's a whole bunch of different names. We'll cover that in detail here in the next few weeks, but you can look it up, do a web search on your own if you want more detail. We've got quite a bit on dirtdoctor.com in the research area now that you can find. One of the things that we do is a weekly newsletter, and if you get it, you got the one that was about the mutt contest and about this little testing kit where you can swab the pet's mouth, send it in, and find out what the mix is. It comes out usually on Tuesdays, and if you want our newsletter, first of all, it's free. We got a lot of people taking it now and having a lot of fun with it. The next one's going to be about a cleaning product that's also an odor fighter, and I'll tell you a little bit about it and tell you how to sign up for the newsletter right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. The next newsletter will be about a product that Tropical John and I talked about last week on the Sunday show. It came up, something about odors came up, and we both had some stories about how well a product had worked, and it dawned on me that we didn't have the product in the Green Living shop, and it may be hard for a lot of people to find. So we decided to do a newsletter on it that'll be coming out this Tuesday. It is an odor eliminator product that's pretty incredible. It's also a good cleaning product. So if you want to, there are other things in this category that work well too, but this one is really remarkable. I've gotten rid of some incredibly bad odors with it that I didn't think I was going to be able to get rid of, and it's good for just the regular kind of things you deal with as well. What's it called? It's called XO, and you can do a search for it now, but we'll be doing a newsletter and talking about it a little bit more early in the week. If you want the free newsletter, it's real simple to get. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. dirtbag.com, or you can fill out the little form that's on the website, on Dirt Doctor. But the easiest way is just send us an email, and that automatically puts you in the database, and you will get the newsletter. For those of you who are just listening for the first time, a lot of this basic information is on the website, including the past newsletters. We've been doing them now for into the third year, I guess, something like that. They are all listed for you. If you go to the website and click on newsletter, it'll take you to the archives, and you can check out some. We cover all kinds of subjects all the way across the board, landscaping and gardening, farming and ranching, various products, various techniques, environmental issues, and lots more. I think one of the reasons that it has been a popular little vehicle is that we only cover one subject at a time, and you see it, and you see whether you're interested in it and want to learn more about it. We have a lot of links to take you to more depth about the subject if you want to learn more, and if you don't, you just click delete, and you don't have to bother with it. But it's one of the things that we do offer. The thing that's going on in the garden also right now that's interesting is that I haven't been taking very good care of my vegetable garden because of the heat and because of time both, and aphids hit a bunch of plants really hard. And instead of spraying, I just sat back and wanted to see what happened, and that is that the ladybugs moved in and are taking care of the problem. And we've put photographs on Facebook. They may be somewhere else, but I know they're on Facebook right now if you want to go in there and see what ladybug larvae and adults look like. It was kind of interesting, too, that the lady beetles that you'll see in those shots are not the native lady beetles. They're the Harmonia ladybugs that came from Japan. They were introduced 20 or 30 years ago, I guess. And these are the ones that will sometimes be a pest at home. They'll come in the house, especially in the winter when people call me about how to get rid of a problem with lady beetles all in the house. It's usually this one that is that's the problem. So this will give you some good photographs of what they are. We've got more information about lady beetles in the library too, but I took those just a couple of days ago. And when people are first starting to learn about the beneficial insects in a garden, when you see the larvae of lady beetles, you may think that it's some kind of pest and run and grab some kind of pest control, and that's the last thing you want to do. They look like little alligators. They're black and yellow, or black and orange, and you'll see some pictures so you'll be able to identify them. Aphids are kind of an indicator plant. When you have aphids on a plant, that means your plant's in stress. And it's also a pretty easy insect to get rid of. You can do a strong water blast, or you can use some orange oil and water, 1 to 2 ounces of orange oil and water. You can use the Eco Smart products. Garlic pepper tea, one of the first insect controls and disease control to some extent, too, that I ever used was garlic pepper tea. And the formula to make it's on the website. If you don't like making your own formulas, you can get the commercial products, and they're shown in the store. And probably you can find them in the garden center or feed store or hardware store where you are. So check all that out on the website. You may have heard an ad just a little bit ago about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics product, and that's something that you're going to hear me talking about more and more. One thing that happened this week was I got to meet the people involved in the distribution for the United States and got to ask a bunch of questions. I've been taking the probiotics myself. You may have heard Marty Whittakin if you ever listened to her show, and she's been on the show here, something she's recommended for a long time. I've been taking these probiotics for a couple of months, maybe something like that. Very impressed. More impressed now that I've gotten more detail about the time that they take to ferment the product and put it on the market, and the care and the and the quality and everything. Hopefully we're going to be able to go visit this operation in Japan and give you even more information about it as we learn it. But in the meantime, you can go to the Dirt Doctor site and click on the Real Grocery there button on the left, and the products are available there. They're also available in some of the health food stores in your marketplace. They do have national distribution. I don't know if I'll get to the point where I don't do my health drink completely, but I think I am going to probably adjust what I have in it and what I do and when I do it, because of this probiotics thing becoming a bigger part of my health regime, what I take on a daily basis. So if you've had some problems, especially with digestion or heartburn or anything related there, you may want to look at this product. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, and it's spelled O-H-H-I-R-A-S. I'm also delighted that we're now able to recommend to you a water filter system. For years, I told people about my whole house system. Judy and I have had a whole house system for a long time. We bought one back when they were really expensive to get a big, full-blown system. That was in the thousands of dollars to do it when we bought ours, but we thought it was important because we had learned that not only do you not want to be drinking water that contains chloride and fluoride and things like that, heavy metals and various kinds of things, but you really didn't want to bathe and shower in it either, because the pollutants are actually more efficient at getting into your bloodstream, getting into your body, if you shower with the water than if you drink it. And so we have the whole house system. Well, we've got a new relationship now with a company called Aquasana. And if you do the promo code Dirt Doctor, you've probably heard the ads on it. You get a 20% discount, and it's a very, very affordable system. They have countertop units. They have below counter units. They have these glass drinking bottles that I'm a huge fan of. I even take them with me on the golf course. The guys' eyebrows were going up for a while, and then they finally figured out that all I was doing is bringing really clean water with me to play golf out in this ridiculously hot weather. So check all that out. It's called Aquasana. Aquasana.com is the website. They have a whole – the big deal that they have is a whole house system that's in the – $800 range, something like that, rather than thousands of dollars. And so if you haven't gotten into having clean water around the place, it's something that I highly, highly recommend. Let's see, what else I need to catch up on telling you about. The guest last weekend, that was one thing that came in. Several people asked about how to get a hold of a free sample of the Stockman Grass Farmer. We had Alan Nation on last week. Alan has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's a fellow that was into traditional ranching for some period of years in Mississippi. And he started looking into this grass-fed idea and the natural organic approach to things. And he bought into it hook, line, and sinker. His publication is called The Stockman Grass Farmer. And he still talks about some chemical kinds of things from time to time. In fact, he's got some advertisers. If you get this issue, that a copy of this publication, you'll see in there. But for the most part, he has bought into it totally and really understands it well. I like talking to him about it, and he's studied what the ranchers in other countries that are far ahead of us as far as grass fed management of livestock goes, and that's the countries that are ahead are New Zealand and Australia. And anyway, he offers a free copy, free sample of his magazine. And that's what we got questions about. The telephone number to call is 800, and he'll send you a free sample, 800-748-9808. 800-748-9808. Or you can go to the website and just fill out the deal there. You can You can ask for it through the website, and the website is it's stockmangrassfarmer.net. stockmangrassfarmer.net. And if you've got something that you're interested in and is covering more in the newsletter or on the show or whatever, let us know. One of the things that I encourage and have encouraged for a long time on my show is for people to send us photographs along with tips. In addition to the questions, if you have questions, if you have some kind of a problem, you want to know more about some kind of a cleaning product or insect control or fertilizer, liquid or dry, or any form of this green thing we call green living. If you want some help, you can send us a question. You can send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. The thing that we do that's a little bit different that I really encourage is for people to send us tips. I get great tips from people, and I'll tell you about some of them when we come back. And also photographs, not only if things are going wrong and you have a question, I can answer the questions a lot easier for you, but things that are going really well. If you have something you want to brag about, send us that also. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll be right back.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. The water we drink with, cook with, and shower and bathe in all play a very critical role in our health. Aquasana's patented process takes out contaminants but leaves in the healthy minerals. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted best buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Aquasana offers a complete line of home water filters for drinking, showering, and whole house water filtration. You can purchase drinking water purifiers for under $100, shower filters under $70, and whole home filtration systems for under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit aquasana.com or call 1-866-NO-BOTTLE for the Dirt Doctor special 20% off factory direct purchases. Tell them the Dirt Doctor sent you or use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same-day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle for your fridge. Order now by calling 1-866-NO-BOTTLE or visit aquasana.com and make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard back with you, and what I want to talk about for the rest of this hour is a little bit of gardening timing and related kinds of things. Those of you who are already into gardening, I want to talk about how to do bed preparation and some of the products that you may not have tried before that will really help you tremendously to have better production. And the other thing is that this is a great time of the year to plant and get going. Yeah, it's hot for a lot of you out there, but that's when you plant a lot of things that will get going and then have really beautiful late summer and fall production. The bed preparation is the most important part of the deal, and a lot of times people try gardening the first time and just have a train wreck because they don't prepare the beds very well. And even sometimes they think they have prepared the beds very well because they've used the recommendations from people who don't understand organics, and they've plowed peat moss into the soil, and they've put pine bark into the soil, and they've put regular washed sand or concrete sand into the soil, and they plant things, spend a lot of time, get all excited about having some good production, throw some harsh synthetic fertilizer at the plants, and it may have a little bit of production, but they don't really have an overall quality of the plants and good long-lasting production and really good-tasting food crops. So here's how you do it to have the best chance of success. First thing that you do is you accept a very important premise, and that is that the existing soil that you have on your property needs to be used. You don't dig it out and haul it off and then bring in a all new soil. Even if you do raised beds, whether you have a wall or some kind of a barrier or not, even in those raised beds, we want the existing soil to be part of that bed preparation mixture. And there's a bunch of reasons for it. One is that the roots will actually go through the amended area and hit the native soil. And if there's some of the native soil in the amended area, there's less shock, and the plants will actually kind of like that and grow even better. The other thing is that if you create a new bed that's on top of the existing soil and there's just a harsh line between the two, nutrients and water will kind of sit right there on that spot and create a perched water table, and that can be a problem for some of your plants. So into the existing soil, and I don't care whether you have sandy soil or a dark, heavy clay or something in between, you know, white or blonde sand up to, you know, dark, heavy red or black clays. We want to mix these amendments into that existing stuff no matter what it is. Now, if it's contaminated, and you know it's contaminated, that's a different issue. You can decontaminate it. Our detox program is on the website in the library under soil detox. Details there. I probably won't have time to go through all that today, but it's there for you in black and white. But in most cases, I don't even recommend taking it out if it's contaminated. If it's so contaminated, you just don't know, you don't think you can get it cleaned up, that would be a case where you take it out and get rid of it and bring in new soil. But let's assume that it's not that bad. We're going to mix the amendments into your existing stuff. Number one choice is compost. Number one thing to do is put compost in. If you don't have your own compost, if you haven't been making your own, and information is on the site about how to do that, it's not hard to do. You just have to get into it. If you don't have your own, you can go down to the feed store, the hardware store, the gardening center, the soil, the sand and gravel companies in your town, and you'll find some kind of compost probably available. If you can't, just find some shredded tree trimmings from the tree companies, pile it up in a pile and let it decay for a while, add some molasses to it. That speeds up the process, and they'll turn into the prettiest compost you've ever seen. A lot of stores will have earthworm castings. It's probably the highest quality compost you can get because it's very consistent and it's broken down thoroughly, and it's just terrific. You'll usually have to buy it in bags from the nurseries, but it's a good one. So that's the number one ingredient is compost. And in a new vegetable garden or a landscape bed, either one, you want to put anywhere from 3 inches to 6 inches of compost across the entire area. And then along with that, we're going to put in sugars and rock powders. The sugars are molasses. You can put in liquid, or you can buy dry molasses. And you can also put in cornmeal. I recommend both of them because they do a little bit different things. The cornmeal is also a natural disease fighter. Both the molasses and the cornmeal go in at 2 pounds per 100 square feet, or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. 2 pounds per 100 or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The rock powders, lava sand, zeolite, decomposed granite, any rock, the sandy texture that's different from the base rock on your property, put it in at 40 to 100 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Hand till, hand work, hand fork, or till all this stuff together with your native existing soil. Plant away, and you'll have great production. Use Garrett juice and Thrive. Drench it around your plants for even better production. And if you didn't get all that written down, it's right there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com under Organic Guides. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Check out the website. Get our newsletter. Send us an email. Send it to info@DirtDoctor.com, and you'll get the weekly newsletter. And go organic. You'll really appreciate the fact you did.